making a commitment to a meditation practice is a very difficult thing for most people. It doesn't come easy. It comes with sacrifice. It comes with, in order to do it, it comes with determination. You know, we think about, well, why do I need to do this? What are the benefits? What am I sacrificing to do this? You know, what's the ultimate goal? I've taught so many people that see meditation as something that is only done during difficult periods. And it's always made me kind of smile a little bit. I won't say laugh, but kind of smile that when I was teaching in person, there are certain people I would see every single class, then all of a sudden they would disappear. And after they disappeared, after a few weeks, I would call them up or I'd send them an email and say, hey, how are you doing? Just want to make sure everything is okay. And they'd say, oh, everything is wonderful. Life is so good. I'm so happy. I've got a new girlfriend. I got a new boyfriend. This is happening, all this. So, oh, that's wonderful. Are you meditating? No, not meditating. It's like, why? It's like, oh, I don't need to meditate. I'm great now. So it's like they equate meditation with fixing the problem. And then once the problem is fixed, they said, I don't need this anymore. Of course, you know what happens, right? You can write the next chapter. We don't need to have a crystal ball. All of a sudden, you know, 6 months later, and all of a sudden they show up and they walk in like this. And it's like, oh, what's wrong? It's like, oh, things are not going very well. It's like, oh, so you're back to meditation now. I said, yes, I'm back to meditation. Meditation was never intended to be like that. And it's for the people that really have sustained practices. They understand that it is something that helps us during both the good times and the bad times. Even during the good times, it helps us stay within an even level. Like instead of with the extremes of, you know, high emotions here, low emotions there, it helps us stay here. So we can go up a little bit, we can go down a little bit, but ultimately we stay within this range. And it's important because when things are going good, you know, everyone feels like, well, why do I need to do this? It's, you know, everything is good. But that's not true. That's not the way meditation works. This is a thing that helps us to reframe our lives, help us to look at our lives in a different way. Meditation for me now is always been and will always be a way to continuously look at life, reframe it, get a deeper understanding of it, bring my mind also back to the things that I really need to work on. You know, one of the things that happens is as we start getting deeper into a meditation practice, we have an opportunity to look at habits, good and bad, and to decide, you know, do we need to bring about change? And if so, what is the purpose and what might that change look like? What happens with a guy like me who's been doing this for some time now is that it's very easy for the mind to revert back to a previous state. And it doesn't have to be something that I have to be critical of myself about, but just to become aware of it and say, this is okay. You know, it's the mind just, you know, when you live your life according to certain standards, certain terms for a long time, this is our lives. As we meditate and the mind begins to change, we start to act differently, think differently. The mind has a natural tendency to go back. Which will let this be the segue into tonight's topic, so I can bring this now into what we're going to do tonight. The majority of people that come to meditation are coming to meditation, at least in my experience, because they're dealing with a great deal of stress, possibly anxiety. Stress and anxiety tend to be the main reasons why people come to meditation. Meditation will help us to deal with these things, the effects of stress and anxiety on a short-term basis, but ultimately Our goal is to deal with it on a long-term basis. And this is where building a practice comes in. I want to help you guys to experience what it's like, the power of meditation, to utilize, to feel what happens within the mind as we're understanding how powerful it is and how we can bring about an impact, a difference within our minds for when we're dealing with these moments of stress and anxiety. Ultimately, if we practice on a daily basis, we will be able to deal with any stressors, any anxiety that comes into our life. Ultimately, meditation will help you. If the person that I'm talking to right now, if you are one of these people who is dealing with anxiety, and I feel for you because I've dealt with anxiety in my life. I've gone through panic attacks when I was much younger. So I know what this is like. And anyone who is has had panic attacks, I feel for you because it's a horrible thing to go through. Meditation will help you to reduce the symptoms of anxiety and panic attacks and ultimately to eradicate them once and for all. A continuous meditation practice will help you do that. A continuous meditation practice will help you to reduce your stress. You'll never be free of stress completely, but it will help you to reduce it. I hope that what I've just said, that you guys can relate to at some level. And if you are here because of stress and anxiety, and even if you're not, you're just curious about meditation, stress and anxiety is part of our lives. This is what we live with. And maybe you'll never deal with anxiety, or at least not think so, but you're always going to deal with stress. We're going to do an exercise tonight, a meditation, where you're going to feel the power of what you can do with meditation, how you can affect a change within your mind, how you can notice the power of the breath, the power of the mind, the power of meditation. I hope you enjoy this. As always, when we begin our meditation, we sit. We make sure the body is in an appropriate posture for meditation. This means having the hands rest gently on the thighs or the knees, bringing the back into an upright posture, a very proud, very confident posture. Allow yourself to feel that tonight is going to be very special, that we're going to do something very special tonight. Just suspend all disbelief and believe in this. Let the shoulders rest in their lowest position, with the head centered, chin slightly down. And for tonight's meditation, please rest your eyes, close your eyes. There is a visual component to tonight's meditation, and it is easier to experience this with the eyes closed. Now bring your attention all the way down to the lowest point in your body, down to the feet. Gently wiggle the toes. And very slowly start to bring your awareness within the body, up the body. And begin to notice any parts of the body that are exhibiting elements of discomfort. And when we sit, we can sit comfortably and feel that each and every part of the body is at ease. It's comfortable, it's resting. But for those of you that have been meditating or meditate on occasion, you can go deeper. You can examine internally parts of your body. We can notice how the stomach feels. We can notice the heart and its rate, the heartbeat. We can notice how we're breathing. We can bring our attention to any parts of the body that are sending us signals so that we can understand what's going on within our body. When we scan the body, we have an opportunity to become intimate with the body, to understand how the things that we think about, how this affects the body. we can notice elements of tightness. Notice how your hands are resting on your thighs, your knees. Are they just resting there gently? Or do you feel a little bit of tightness holding on to your thighs or knees? These are the kind of things we want to look for so that we can release that hold. We can let go of any tension that is within us, an attachment within the mind to something that may be difficult, that manifests within the body. We can bring our attention to the arms and make sure that the arms are resting gently. Bring our attention to the back. Make sure there's no pain, no strain within the back. When we sit with this proud, upright posture, we don't want to bring the body into a posture that brings any pain, any difficulty. And if there exists any tightness, then adjust your body in any way that is necessary to release tension, release discomfort. We bring our attention to the shoulders. Notice how the shoulders feel. Over time, we can accumulate tension and not even notice it anymore. Let's do that very simple exercise to notice if there's any tension and to release it. Very slowly, begin to raise your shoulders towards the ceiling. Gently lift up your shoulders as if they're being pulled towards the ceiling, and feel the back elongate. Feel the spine stretching. Feel yourself growing taller. And when the shoulders have gone up as high as they can go, then stop and then just release. Let go. Good. Pull the shoulders back just a little bit. Push the chest forward just a tiny bit. Bring your attention to the jaw and notice if there's any tightness within the jaw. If there is, move the jaw from side to side to release that tension, that tightness. Examine the face. Make sure there's no tightness, no tension within the face. As we scan the body, each and every time, we have an opportunity to really get to know our bodies and see how the body is reacting. The body holds on to stress, tension, and sends us signals, but we're not always aware of these signals. The more we do body scans, the more we can become aware at any given time of elements of tension, of stress. We can notice it within the body. This is half the battle, just noticing how the body is reacting. Once you notice it, then we can bring about a change. We can say, what do we need to do to release that tension, that tightness that we feel, that discomfort? Maybe we can make a physical adjustment. Maybe we need to turn to the breath and utilize the breath to release that discomfort. Now bring your attention to your intention, your motivation. Think about what it is tonight that you seek to accomplish. As our ultimate goal is to learn to release any tension, any anxiety, any discomfort, any stress within the body, within the mind, maybe we can work with a very simple intention, such as, may I be calm? May I be relaxed? whatever your intention is, let this sit within your mind and let us work on this together tonight. Bring your attention to the breath and gently breathe in through the nostrils. And gently breathe out. Breathe out through the nostrils or mouth, whichever you prefer. I am asked always, what is the proper way to breathe? There's no proper way. There's whichever way is natural for you. Whichever way feels right at the moment. Traditionally, we breathe in and out of the nostrils. But there may be occasion when breathing out the mouth is more suitable, is more natural. With each in-breath and each out-breath, we want to notice the release of any remnants of stress, anxiety, tension within the body. I want to imagine a shift in energy where each in-breath and each out-breath takes all excess energy, all excitability, all negative energies, and releases it. With each in-breath and out-breath, feel yourself letting go, releasing. And as we release these negative elements, allow yourself to feel a sense of joy and happiness. I'd like you to imagine yourself now standing or sitting on a beach. It can be any beach, a beach that you've once visited, a beach that you've always wanted to visit. Let it be the beach of your dreams. And feel that you're standing or sitting on this beach on a beautiful day, a beautiful sunny day. Feel yourself fully immersed in the experience of being there in this moment. Feel all the elements around you that tells you that in this moment, within your mind, you are on this beach. It is so real that you can feel the sand between your toes. You can feel the sun gently bathing your body with warmth, heat. We can feel a slight breeze in the background. We want to notice the sounds of the ocean, the sounds of the waves as they come crashing onto the shore. Imagine right now the sound that the waves make as they come crashing onto the shore, and then that water gently recedes back into the ocean. There is that thunderous sound of the wave hitting the shoreline and then receding. That beautiful stillness, that quiet that accompanies the water returning to its base, its root, its origins. We are strangely attracted to waves and the sound it makes. And there is a reason for this. Our minds are very much like the waves. There is power in our minds and our thoughts. During times of great stress, anxiety, our minds become very busy. The sound within the mind becomes very loud. It is like the waves crashing onto the shore. Yet we can bring stillness, quiet to the mind. This is all done with the breath. It is the power of the breath that allows us to release all that power, that thunderous sound. Imagine your in-breath and the power of the in-breath as if it were the waves as they come crashing onto the shore. And then imagine the out-breath as if it were the water receding back into the ocean, where the water becomes calm, the mind becomes calm. We can imagine the air that enters into our body like a wave. Try to imagine in this moment as you breathe in, the breath that you take in is like that wave. And as the air enters into your body, you imagine it going in through the nostrils, going up towards the crown of your head, and traveling along the space between the brain and the skull. Just stay with this visual and imagine the air as it travels up, goes all the way to the back, travels down to your sit bones, and then with the out-breath, travels up the front of the body, and then exits. It is the same pattern as the ocean. Wave coming onto the shore, the water receding back into the ocean. See the breath. Imagine seeing it entering into the body. See it travel up inside that space between the brain and the skull, the in-breath traveling all the way down to the sit bones, with your out-breath, the air traveling up the front of you and out. Stay with this visual just for a little bit and feel the release of all the tightness, all the tension within the mind. Just letting go. if the mind begins to wander, bring the focus back to you standing or sitting on the beach. Feel all the elements. Feel the sand. Feel the warmth of the sun. Cool breeze. The smell of the ocean. And then return to the breath, imagining the breath entering in, going through the body, and then exiting. Notice all the positive elements that exist in this moment within your body and within your mind. Look for elements of stillness, calm, quiet, elements of clarity and focus. Maybe even brilliance. Notice the absence of any negative elements. The absence of any tension, any tightness, any stress. Let all these elements be clear indicators to you, the value of what you've just done, the value of meditation. By bringing the body and mind into the state on a regular basis, we can be free, completely free of anxiety. And bring stress down to a minimum. And we can start to gain very powerful tools, insight, creativity, calmness, no matter what is presented to you. Notice all these positive elements and hold on to these. Remember them so that you can return to them whenever you wish. Let us take in a nice deep in-breath now. Nice big out-breath. Bring your attention down to the toes, gently wiggle the toes. Bring your attention to the hands, gently wiggle the fingers. Bring your attention to all the senses, sense of touch, taste, smell, hearing, and finally sight. And very slowly, start to open your eyes and become fully present.